Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
We want to give God all the praises and all the glory for the life that He continues to breathe in our lungs. Many people did so this morning, but the truth is that many people have not seen this sunset. And for every sunset and every morning we see and every sunset we see, take it for granted. We've got to thank God for providence. We've got to thank God for deliverance. We've got to thank God for healing. We've got to thank God for provision in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Your man has got to be better than that. Amen. Yes, amen. Says, so be it. You are agreeing with what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. And I think it was yesterday when Apostle Joyce asked people to testify. And Minister Florence came through and says, we are alive. And it sort of seemed like cliche to some people. But to me, it made lots of sense. And, basically, when you look at today, when you turn on the news every other day, you hear the government saying that right now, the people that are in hospital, according to the government, I don't know how true it is, that they are more than those who were in hospital at the beginning of this pandemic, at the beginning of March. And every other time you see people, you see the statistics are saying such and such amount of people have died. And you think that you and I are so special not to be in those statistics. It's just by His grace that we are not in those statistics. Amen. So the greatest testimony ever is that you are still alive. You cannot testify about anything if you are dead. David says nobody can praise God when he's under the ground. You cannot. So we thank God for life, and I thank God for all of you. Thank you so much for tuning in, for finding the time to be in the presence of the Lord. It's not easy, especially in this city, where there are many things that compete for our attention. But whenever you grab a moment and you are free and you're at home and there is a fellowship, just jump in. You know, before people would not come to fellowship because people had to come in person. But even today, when in this day and age, when we are in the age of technology, still people cannot log in when they are at home. You know, right now others are watching some soaps and all that, and it's up to them. But for you, I want to thank you for choosing today to be in the presence of the Most High God. Amen. Oh, that's good. So we are going to be. I want to draw attention to Isaiah 40 verse 31. Isaiah 40 verse 31. Hallelujah. I think it was Apostle Jess yesterday who was encouraging us, and even this evening I just want to speak from a point of encouragement, how to keep encouraged, because it's very easy to lose courage, to be discouraged. In short, you know, and in seasons like this, many people have been discouraged. I think this morning on the In the morning glory, we are talking about that, saying that most people have walked away from God. They have turned back from God because they have been disappointed in God. You know, what qualifies a Christian to remain steadfast in God is the spirit of patience, the fruit of patience. If you don't have patience, you lose. Courage in God, you lose, you become discouraged. The very reason why we mostly get discouraged is because our timetable is not God's timetable. That is where we should always remember. Now, this evening, if you remember anything, remember that your timetable is not God's timetable. I will repeat that until I hear an amen. Your timetable is not God's timetable. Yeah. Right now, it is 6:24 on earth. And this is not the whole of earth. Did you know that in America, it's not 6:24? Do you know that in Africa, where you come from, it's not even 6:24 right now? It's not. In some places, it's 8 o'clock. In some places, it's almost coming to morning. So that shows you that our time is not in any way similar to God's time. You understand? So when you want something there and then, maybe you are hungry, you want to eat lunch, somebody somewhere is snoring, he's about to wake up to eat breakfast. So that shows you that whatever you want for God to do for you there and then, he's not going to do it there and then just because it's not his time. That's not your time. His time is not your time. When you think time is fast spent. It's now, we are almost coming to midnight. For it's not midnight in heaven. It's not midnight in God's in the kingdom of God. It's not. So we need to learn how to wait on God. You understand? We need to come to a place of having a revelation of walking in his time, in the time of God, in the timing of the kingdom. You understand? That's why the Bible says, like I said in that verse, Isaiah 40, 31, he says, but they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord, meaning that there are people who will not be able to wait. You understand? But they, he's talking about a cluster, a certain class of people, the people who have got the capacity to wait. Even waiting for a bus, even waiting for a microwave to warm food, even waiting, you find it's very hard for us as human beings. Waiting is not easy. That is why, if we cannot wait for the things of the world, how are we going to wait for God? The only people who renew their strength, in other words, every person, in this scripture, I want you to note some things, some truths in this scripture. Every person loses strength. Every person loses strength. It is only God who is almighty. He never loses strength. He never changes. But every person comes to a point when they lose strength. But the only difference between people who wait on the Lord and people who do not wait on the Lord is that people who wait on the Lord, their strength is renewed. There is something called a renewal of strength. Hallelujah. If you expend, you need replenishment. You need replenishment in your strength. Our strength is not only physical. Our strength, you know, as a matter of fact, most of the strength we use is not even physical. Most of the strength we use and most of the strength that is depleted is the mental one. Mental and spiritual strength. Hallelujah. So if I want to speak to somebody here whose spiritual strength has been depleted, and you need to be replenished. Let me tell you, the only way to do it is to wait on God. And when you are waiting on God, you've got to sit properly. Because God does not, you do not panic if you're waiting for God. If you are this person who is panicking, you will be discouraged. Because like I said, his time is not our time. You look in the mirror and think you are growing old. I'm growing too old for this miracle. I'm growing old, I cannot give birth. I'm growing old, I cannot. But we have got examples in Scripture. We've got Moses, Abraham who gave birth, and Sarah who gave birth at age 90, in their 90s and the 100s. How can that happen? What was God trying to show us? He was trying to show us that his timetable is not our timetable. When we think that it is impossible, that it is too late, it's never too late with God. Do you understand? It's not too late. And I speak to somebody right here. It's not too late. Regarding that situation that you are waiting for, it's not too late. God can never be late. God can never be late. Why? Because he lives out of time and he controls time. How can he be late when time is in his hands? He cannot be late. Regarding your situation, he will not be late. Regarding your situation, he cannot be late. He will come right on time and at his timing, not your timing. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord. That word wait means hope. Those that hope in the Lord. You see, waiting, if you wait for something, that means you are hoping. You know that it's going to happen. You're waiting. It's just a matter of time, according to you. It's just a matter of time. That's why we wait for the train. You know, we trust technology more than we trust God. We look on the board and they say it's 4 minutes' time. It's in 4 minutes' time that your train will be coming. And we wait in hope that it's going to come in the 4 minutes. But how come can't we trust God? You know why we don't trust God? It's because God does not give us the time. He does not say in December 2020 on the 26th, I will come through for you with your visa. He doesn't. If he had told you, if you would tell us that specific, those specifics, then I don't think we would have problems even, you know, waiting. But the problem, the reason why we wait is he does not give us those specifics. Why? Because he wants you to live by faith. God wants you, because for him, certainties do not please God. God is only pleased by faith. Without faith, the Bible says clearly, it is impossible. It is an impossibility to please God. And how can you wait if you do not have faith in him? Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. So waiting on the Lord is hoping in him. Those who, in other words, this scripture says, but they who hope in the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. You know, the eagle flies above all other birds. Let me tell you, whatever you have been waiting for, as long as you wait on the Lord, when he comes through, there are people who receive the things that you receive, that you're waiting for before you. But when he comes through for you, my friend, you are going to soar higher than them in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. You are going to soar higher. You are going to mount with wings as eagles. You shall outrun them. He said, you shall run and not be weary. Why? Because the strength on which you will be running, my friend, is not your own strength. It is the strength of the Almighty One, the One who never gets tired. You will run. There's a time when it's going I see some of you running. Monday, but I want to see yourself running and outrunning those who went ahead of you, outrunning those who bought houses ahead of you, outrunning those who studied ahead of you, outrunning. You shall outrun them. You shall walk and not faint. They will walk and they will run and they will be weary. They are going to get tired. But for you on this occasion, when the Lord comes through for you, my friend, you are not going to be tired. They will begin asking themselves, what has this woman eaten? Why is she? For you, you will be mounting and mounting and mounting and mounting higher like eagles. You will be running. When they are dropping down, you will keep on running. Because you know why? Because they are walking and running in their own power. But you have been waiting on the Lord's power. Do you understand that? They shall run. I prophesy upon you that you shall mount up with wings as eagles. with wings like eagles. Those who wait upon the Lord. Listen. Psalm 103, verse 5 says, He satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. You are going to be evergreen. What does that mean? It means that they are going to grow old while you are growing younger. They will be asking, what are you eating? Can you give us a secret? What ointments are you using these days? You are not aging. Abraham was not aging. When all the men of his age were at a point where they could not even have children. Listen, a woman called Sarah, for her she was growing younger even when she was. How can you give birth at 90-something years? How can that? How? You understand, child of God. He satisfies you with the good. May God satisfy you with good. So that your youth may be renewed like the eagles. Mandere brosata. Be renewed in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And when you are renewed, he says, you will mount up with wings as eagles. Listen, he says in Exodus chapter 19, verse 4, you yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and I bore you on eagles' wings and brought you to myself. The first airlines belonged to God. It was called Eagle's Wings. The children of Israel were brought out of Egypt on eagle's wings. Those are the wings on which you are going to fly. Do you understand? Amen. But in order for you to do that, my friend, you need to be a person who remembers what God has done. You need to be a person who remembers what God has done. That is why when they say, like, you have a testimony, you need to have a testimony. Do not get tired of those testimonies. Oh, it is an old one. Give it. Psalm 126, verse 3 says, the Lord has done great things for us. He has done great things for us. How are you still alive in this coronavirus era? Tell me how you are still alive. You think it is your mask that is protecting you? You think it is whatever they call distancing? Some of you jump on a bus and you will see. Sitting next to each other. Now, absolutely. Talk about a person like Florence who is on the front line and you think it's PPE that is protecting her. No, she's being protected by God. For he has done great things for us. In fact, there are many things that he has done for us than we even realize. You understand? There are some accidents that he stops from happening when we don't even know. When we were babies, those of us who have got a baby, you have seen babies. Babies, they just walk anyhow in the house. But you see, the parent, especially when the kid is about to come across this table that has got sharp edges, what does the parent do? The parent moves the hand and shields the edges. This kid has no clue that the parent has shielded it from being, you know, injured by this edge. The kid has no clue, and that's how we are. Because God is like that big parent, that powerful parent, that all-knowing parent who sees what we don't see. So I submit to you that the things that God has done for you are more than the things that you have seen. He has done great things for us. We need to remember. He has given us his Son to die for our sins. My goodness, he gave us his Son. Listen. You are sanctified. You are cleansed from all unrighteousness because he gave. For he so loved the world, my goodness, and that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should have eternal life. The Lord gave. A man or woman of faith knows that all good things come from above. All all good things, they come from above. The Bible says, James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift, every good gift and perfect gift is from above. It's not because of my intellect. It's not because I was too smart. It's not because I am too handsome. It's not because I am too beautiful. It's not because I am so connected. No, every good and perfect gift, they come from above. I'm talking about strength. I'm talking about health. Life itself are gifts from the good hand of our Lord. We have testified. Many, many children were born on the day that you were born. You grew up with many on your village or your city, wherever you grew up. But right now, not many of them are alive like you are. And is that not a good and perfect gift? So we need to remember everything that God has done. We cannot be like the children of Israel who forgot. You cannot forget. That's why Moses, as he was about to depart, he told them in the book of Deuteronomy, he gives them, in his final address, he tells them not to forget about the good things of the Lord. A person who is renewed by God is a person who remembers not to forget. Remember not to forget. Don't forget to remember. Remember to remember. Did you hear that? You have got to remember because most people forget to remember. That's why he told them. He saw in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9, he says, only be careful. Moses warns them. Watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen, or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Child of God, do not forget the things you have seen with your own eyes. Don't let them fade away from your heart as long as you live. That's why he told them, teach them to your children and your children and your children and your children. And we know that the children of Israel forgot about God. They forgot about God. Judges 8 verse 34 tells us quite well. It says that they forgot, the children of Israel forgot. That's why they kept on complaining. Complaining. A person who is complaining, let me tell you, if you do not wait upon the Lord, you are a complainer. You cannot wait upon the Lord if you are complaining. Oh, he has not done this. This God, I have given him all, you know. Listen, God does not give us because. No. He gives us because he is God. He does not give us because we have done this. We don't buy miracles. We don't buy life. We serve him or we give to him because we honor him. It is to our advantage, but we do not buy him. That's why we normally tell people, if you are attending a church or you are attending a pastor who's telling you to buy a miracle, who's telling you to buy blessings, that is not right. Run away. We don't buy them. No. We don't. We remember his good. We give to him. We serve him out of remembrance because we remember, oh, he has been good. The Lord has been good to me. Therefore, I need to do something. I need to be available. Child of God, if you are, listen, resign from these kind of people who want to be cajoled into serving God. How can you be cajoled into serving the Most High God? We cannot. I cannot be cajoled. Because I realize that even the breath that I have is from him. He's the one who's holding the switch to my life. He can decide to flip it anytime. So for every moment that I have, like the children of Israel were told by Moses, I will not let anything good that he has done in my eyes depart from me. So you need to be a child of God who remembers. Hallelujah. When you remember, you know that even this too shall pass. When you are at the crossroads, you remember that the God, that's why the children of Israel, the army of Israel, were before Goliath and they could not defeat him. Do you know why they could not defeat him? It's because they did not remember. They did not have a testimony. People who do not remember, people who don't have a testimony. That does not mean that the testimony is not there. The testimony is there, but they have chosen to, they have gone into amnesia. See, amnesia does not come at by age. No, you can have amnesia at 20. They forgot. But the young man came on, the young man called David, he came. Why did David conquer this young man, that giant? Do you know why he conquered the giant? Because he remembered. He said, the God who was with me when the lions came, when the bears came, that God who gave me the power to pull them down is the same one who will give me the power to kill this uncircumcised Philistine. When you remember, if a person who remembers is a person who surmounts problems, you sit and wait because you know that the God who did it yesterday is coming. He is coming, and I prophesy he's coming in your situation. He's coming. He is coming. Hallelujah. So, learn to remember. Be a person who remembers. Remember to remember. You understand? Number two, recognize what God is doing right now. Even when you are waiting, he's working. Even when you don't see it, he's working. We sing this song, even when I don't see it, he's working. Yeah, he is working. God does not show you every step he takes. No. He is working even right now in that situation that you are waiting upon, that you think that there's nothing happening. God is at work. God is working. He is working something marvelous. He is cooking something. It's like a person who goes in the kitchen and you are hungry, and you think, my God, when is this food coming? Do you understand? But what do you know what keeps us going? When somebody is cooking, it's because you smell the flavor. The flavor is, I think that's the chicken. My God, I hope it's almost ready. But with God, unless you are in the spirit, you will not smell the flavor. Because when he cooks, the flavor does not come to everybody. The flavor comes by revelation. You've got to be deep in the spirit to know that he's working something. He's cooking. In the kitchen, something is good. Something good is about to come out of the kitchen, and that keeps you excited. Christians who know how to wait, who know that God is doing something, are always excited about what God is doing. That's why they find you laughing when you ought to be crying. Or they say, "How are you doing it?" You know, because you know that he's doing something. He is working. Do you understand? God is working. We can keep from discouragement by thinking about what God is doing right now. That means having a positive attitude. A positive attitude will help you to see the good and expect the best. You understand? Expect the best. That is waiting upon those who wait upon the Lord. That's why Paul tells the Philippians, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. You rejoice. We do not rejoice when we see miracles. We rejoice even when before they come, because we know that they are coming. Hallelujah. And when he has done it, rejoice about what God will do in the future. Rejoice for great things. He's doing great things. We must face the future with an attitude of faith. Hallelujah. Why? Because God has promised to help us in the time of need. He has promised to give us strength. He has promised to give us courage. He says, I will be with you in the fires. I will be with you in the rivers. I will be. He is there. He's omnipresent. Hallelujah. He will do it. We are promised eternity with the Lord. He has prepared wonderful things for those who trust him. The key is in waiting. The key is in trusting. The key is in being patiently waiting. And that is what keeps us from being discouraged. When we keep on thinking about the promise. Do you have a promise from God? Are there promises that you have from God? Are there promises? That's why we tell people to read the Word of God. When you read the Word of God, you come up across promises in the Word. Whenever you come upon a promise from God, you need to latch onto that promise. Latch onto that promise. personalize it, own it. It may be talking about somebody's name, but own it. He said, God, the God who did it for Esther, he can do it for me. The God who did it for Sarah will do it for me. And that keeps you going. That keeps you going. That keeps you encouraged. That keeps you, running. It keeps you walking. Do you understand? You do not lose heart like other people are losing heart. You don't give in. You don't give out. You don't give up, rather. You don't walk away from God. You don't turn away from God. That's why he says, commit your ways unto him and he will make it happen. Once you trust him, you commit everything to him. You say, Lord, it's in your hands. I am cool. I am settled. I am calm because I know, number one, I have got a point of reference. Point of reference is what he did yesterday. Every one of us, unless you are dead in your mind or something, you have a point of reference of what God has done in your life. You have a point of reference. I have a point of reference, like David had. The God who was with me in the backside of the desert when I was taking care of my father's sheep. When the lion came, I would tear it asunder. When the bear came, that is a point of reference. As long as you have a point of reference, you know that that same God is with you. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our God is unchanging. What he did yesterday, he can do today, and he will even do more. Hallelujah. There is a precedence, and at times God, and in most cases, God does not even need to have done it before. He can do something. He does new things every day. And he's going to start with you in doing something new that he has never done. Hallelujah. He's going to start with you, child of God, as long as you wait on him. Those who wait on the Lord, those who wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. There is a renewal this evening. I speak a renewal in your life in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. A renewal in your spirit, a renewal in your soul, a renewal in your body in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I speak renewal. I speak a renewal in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Be renewed in your spirit. Be renewed in your soul. Be renewed in your body if you have been weary. In Jesus' mighty name, that you may be able to mount up with wings as eagles, that you may be able to go to levels that you have never been before. In Jesus' mighty name, may you go to higher heights. There are higher heights that are waiting for you, and those higher heights, you're going to reach them because you have chosen to wait and to hope in the Lord, to hope in the Lord, to hope in Yahweh, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Man, dear bro, listen, that word renewal, it means that even this time, when it comes, when the power comes, it's usually improved. It's not like it was yesterday. Mm-mm. When God renews, he does not give you where you were yesterday. No. He takes you to another level. He takes you to another level. Why? Because it's a basis for a new thing. He's doing, he says, behold, I am doing a what? A new thing. A new thing. A new thing. Don't you see it? He says, don't you see it? Child of God, I want you to see it. With the eyes of your mind, see it. See it. I will renew their strength physically and mentally. This season, this morning, we are talking about most people having lost their mental fortitude, their mental strength. They don't have it in them anymore to live. They have lost it. Christians have lost it. Those who do not know Christ, for them, they're in another world, most of them. They have lost that physical, that mental strength. Hallelujah. God is renewing your mental strength. Why? That you may go up. You are not going under. You are mounting up. The way forward for you is up, up, upward. You are being called to an upward, upward. That's why he says in Revelation, come up here. He's calling us up here. You understand, child of God, you are going up. You are going up. You are going up higher, 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 where no man can go, where no man can go on his own. You understand? Where you are going to run and not be tired. Running means you move very fast using your own feet. That means running. Acceleration. But this time we are talking about spiritual feet. Your spiritual feet are going to be accelerated. There is a spirit of acceleration that is coming your way in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. A spirit of acceleration. A spirit of acceleration. Yes, there has been delay. Yes, there has been, it's like things have not been moving. But right now, God is increasing a gear. You are going to run, and my God, people around you are going to be shocked because you will bypass them in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. I am reminded of Ahab and Elijah. Elijah tells Ahab, it's going to rain. Just get out of this place. It's going to rain. But the Bible says that God came upon Elijah and gave him strength so much that he was able to outrun horses and chariots. He bypassed Ahab, who had already gone ahead of him. The power that was in this man's legs, he was on feet. He ran. Can you mean running faster than horses and chariots? That's what I'm talking about. That's the spirit of acceleration that's coming upon you. Horses and chariots are representative of people who are powerful than you. People who have got it all. People who have got everything in their lap. But in the name of Jesus, there's a power. That spirit that was on Elijah, may it come upon you right now, that you may outrun your peers, that you may outrun those who have been laughing at you. My goodness. Mande rebrozika rabonde rebroshata. Many have talked about you. Many have laughed over you. Many have debilitated you. But right now, you are about to outrun them. They are going to be tired, and they wonder where you are getting the strength from, because you have waited and trusted upon the Lord. You will not be tired. You will not become depleted. Your strength and energy will always only be on the increase. I speak increase of strength. Where you have been depleted, may the Lord increase right now in Jesus' mighty name. Mandele blo zikala blandele lebo zandele lebo. Others will be weary. Others will faint. But for you, you will keep on keeping on. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website, www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time,